global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks are fluctuating. They're well off earlier declines. Strong results from Facebook and lots of corporate deals, more than you can shake a stick at. The yen has rallied on disappointment that the Bank of Japan decided not to add any more stimulus. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.1%, now up 2. The NASDAQ is up 0.5%, up 22. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 23. That's down just about 0.1%. 10-year is unchanged. The yield is 1.85%. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, is up 0.4% at $45.50 a barrel. COMEX Gold is up 1.1% at $1,264.40 an ounce. The yen is now at 108.56, the euro at 113.16. And this next story could mean that Matt Miller will be checking into the gulag. Russia is planning to punish users of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, saying anonymous, difficult-to-trace transactions help kidnappers and money launderers. The Finance Ministry of Moscow plans to submit legislation next month that would punish those who use digital currencies with fines as high as 2.5 million rubles and jail sentences in the gulag of up to 7 years. Does Matt Miller still own any Bitcoin, I wonder? That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett. Corey?
Thank you very much, Greg Jarrett. And Matt Miller's ability to get out of the gulag is questionable at best.
I do own Bitcoin. Just full disclosure there. I have like 1.3 Bitcoin locked in a wallet that I forgot the password to. So I haven't been able to access it for like 3 years.
Well, now we know. Are you listening to Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio?
Dave McEwen here, Chief Investment Officer of Fixed Income at American Century Investments. They have $148 billion of assets under management. He is obviously always paying attention to the important developments around the world, but the Fed yesterday was one that was key. And looks like the Fed kind of set up a possible rate hike in June in the summertime. Obviously, futures have been predicting at least some movement coming there, although not more than 50% until 2017. But Dave, thanks for joining us. What do you think about the Fed yesterday? What was the most important part of their statement?
Well, it's nice to be here with you, Matt. And it's interesting, their statement. I mean, it's still fairly dovish, and I think the market reacted to it that way. They talk about being on a path to normalizing rates, but not really moving that far as the market's concerned.
You know, GDP like, today, was that, a bad surprise for Fed watchers?
No, I don't
think
so.
Better hawkish?
I think people are pretty much writing off the Q1 GDP number as being an exception. It's just like it has been the last couple of years, looking for much better growth in Q2 and then for the rest of the year. So I think the Fed's looking forward to that resumption of growth and still saying, you know, we've got the threat of inflation picking up here a little bit. The labor market continues to tighten. They want to kind of keep that semi-hawkish view out there, but then they come out, you know, with fairly dovish statements, really. Although I thought it was interesting that they took the notion about the global growth and the threat of a weaker global growth and what that means to the U.S., took that out of the statement. To me, that's kind of interesting because I kind of think they really just kind of started prepping the market for that in the last couple statements, and then they take it all out so quickly. It's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I was surprised with that as well. What do you think that means? I mean, does that mean that they're not concerned or they're not going to indicate that as something that they're going to look at on a regular basis?
Well, I think the reality is they're really concerned about what's happening in the markets, and the markets are very concerned about what's happening with global growth. But they're kind of in this conundrum because their mission really is about domestic growth, not about what's happening in the markets.
Exactly. Their mandate is only to look at inflation and jobs, and if they go too far away from that, and if we get, you know, all of a sudden a Congress that wants to audit them and take away some power, they need to kind of watch that politically, don't they?
I know. They're walking a fine line, really, because, I mean, like, exports in the United States are only about less than 14% of GDP. But global economy is over 60% of the S&P 500 earnings. So it's really important to the market. So I think they, despite whether they have it in their statement or not, I think they are going to continue to watch what happens with global events. They really have to if they're concerned about the markets. But I do think they're setting themselves up a little bit where they're so dovish right now. We've got unemployment rate down below 5%. We've got inflation starting to tick up. And today's today's numbers, we had the fastest GDP deflator, 2.1%, that we've had since 2012. So we're starting to see some real signs of inflation. With energy prices moving back up, you know, gas prices up over 25% here recently, we're starting to see that convergence between top-line inflation and core inflation.
Let me ask you to go global for a minute, because to me, the earthquake overnight was the BOJ not doing anything and the yen just dropping down into a 108. Really unbelievable. The move is more than three standard deviations away from the mean. We haven't seen anything like that in 6 years. And this after, you know, the yen weakened so much on Friday, it was like investors went all in and got set up for some action and got nothing and then terribly disappointed.
Definitely a crowded trade to drop that much. I think that clearly the BOJ disappointed on that and probably could have done a little bit better job managing expectations. But our currency guys reminded me that that's the way the BOJ tends to operate. They tend to operate more as a surprise than lead the market and make their disclosures in the meetings.
All right, Dave, really appreciate your time today. Dave McEwen, Chief Investment Officer of Fixed Income at American Century Investments. I'm Matt Miller. Corey Johnson out on the West Coast, where it is currently 8:26. It is 11:26 a.m. here in New York. Quick break here on Bloomberg Radio.